You buy your dream house, and then here comes climate change. Can tech give homeowners a heads up? From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Rising sea levels, along with more severe storms and higher tides, mean places that have rarely or never flooded are flooding now. And when you're making that huge life decision of where to buy a house, you kind of want to know if that's going to happen. We have digital tools that make it easy to hunt for a house, even shop for a mortgage. But try to find out the flood risk of any particular piece of property, and all of a sudden, you're kind of on your own. Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes has more.
When Brian Rankin first saw his house on Maryland's Eastern Shore, he had an immediate emotional reaction.
I just fell head over heels in love with it. It's truly a unique house.
It's got all glass walls, and it looks very futuristic in an 1860s kind of way. It's got a big screened-in porch, a dock, and it's close to the water. Really close.
It's closer than is now permitted. It's 80 feet from the water, and right now all structures have to be 100 feet from the shoreline.
Rankin's an actuary. That means it's his job to think about risk. Yet, he wasn't really thinking about climate-related flood risk when he bought this house. He loves boating and swimming, and this was a vacation home that his kids and grandkids could enjoy, ideally for generations. So he bought it. He spent 3 years renovating it. Then one day, his wife pointed him towards a website that showed their waterfront houses, well, quite vulnerable to sea level rise.
I didn't look at it very closely because it's worrisome.
You actually didn't want too much information.
No. I'm sorry, you're right, I don't. Because to be honest with you, I worry that I don't worry enough. And so, you know, it's like only so much I can handle.
It's a growing business to help people understand this kind of risk. Right now, there are bigger companies focused at the institutional level. Two of them, Jupiter Intelligence and 427, both based in the Bay Area, collect and sell data. And there are little guys, too.
Well, I think that most people don't know that we exist.
Albert Slapp is the CEO of Coastal Risk Consulting, a startup in Florida. 5 years ago, he joined forces with scientists to translate global climate data into custom-made reports for individuals. Here's what they're based on.
An algorithmic software that takes big data and crunches it in the Amazon cloud down to the property level.
The technology can build profiles of the natural hazard and climate risk for every piece of property in the U.S. Real estate investors, governments, insurers, and yep, individual homeowners buy the reports. They come with maps and color graphs showing the risk. It's a more readable and more comprehensive alternative to the federal government's flooding maps. Here's Melissa Roberts of the nonprofit American Flood Coalition.
What homeowners had to rely on was the FEMA maps, which are really an alphabet soup of flood zone designations that are really confusing. So you would look it up and see, you know, I'm in A or AE or C or V.
That alphabet soup of government-identified flood zones was actually meant for the insurance industry, not regular homeowners. The maps are hard to understand, and they don't reflect projections of sea level rise or heavy rainfall. Robert says there's a huge opportunity around this information gap.
You could easily see something added into a Zillow or a Realtor.com that had, you know, a 1 to 10 scale telling you what your flood risk could look like.
And people who already own a property with some flood risk might pay for more information. We bought a report from Coastal Risk Consulting, $49, to assess risk on that glass vacation home on the riverbank in Maryland. Brian Rankin read through it.
I'm looking at the first page, and I know right away that, you know, this is my property. You know, you can see our dock that juts in the river.
When he gets to the page on tidal flooding, it predicts his property will deal with it, well, pretty much every day by the year 2034. So what's he going to do now?
That is a great question. I mean, I just finished the place. I want to enjoy it. But then you think about what's going to happen. Like, you know, it's an odd thing to have a second home. It's like you're blessed. If you have a place in the water, you're just lucky. But when you start thinking long term, you know, looking at this map and seeing what's going on in the world, it probably will be a bigger factor in selling it than it was buying it.
As climate change becomes more tangible, climate data could play a bigger role in the real estate market. That can complicate buying and selling a house, even for one that's love at first sight.
That's Marketplace Tech producer Stephanie Hughes. You can find our whole climate tech series, How We Survive, at marketplace.org/climate. And now for some related links. First of all, apologies to Brian Rankin for seriously buzzkilling his vacation house. But this question of climate change and how it impacts real estate is gradually becoming a huge deal as more and more commercial locations and houses are impacted by flooding, fires, and extreme weather. The New York Times had a story over the weekend about a new study that shows that banks are shifting the mortgages of houses at risk of flooding in coastal areas over to the federal government. The reason is that if houses are destroyed by flooding, owners are much more likely to default on their mortgages. The researchers found that overall, mortgages in coastal areas represent a major risk to the financial stability of banks, and this practice of shifting risky mortgages to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, the federally backed mortgage holders, means that as the number of flood disasters and hurricanes increase, taxpayers will pay a lot more to offset the cost of all those lost houses. Find that story at our website, marketplacetech.org. And shout out to Matt Katowitz on Twitter for pointing out a story from Alaska Public Media earlier this month about a program from the University of California, Irvine, that's using artificial intelligence to predict wildfire growth. That one's on our website, too. Thanks for the tip, Matt. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.